USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The trial of one-time advisor to former President Trump Steve Bannon will go on as scheduled. Bannon faces contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House Select Committee doing the deep dive on the January 6th insurrection. The trial is scheduled to start next week, despite Bannon saying on Saturday that he is not prepared to testify. Bannon argued that his testimony was protected by Trump's claim of executive privilege, that he was fired from the Trump administration in 2017, making him a private citizen. Two dead and three are wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities say they're looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow closed down 164 points. The Nasdaq gained 263 points. The S&P 500 lost nearly 45 points. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Biden administration has informed hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services directed everyone's attention to the requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. The agency's guidance says that in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on abortion is in effect. In Minnesota, a state judge struck down most of that state's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says the 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling, known as Doe versus Gomez, held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision at the U.S. Supreme Court, which overturned Roe versus Wade, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. At least one group is calling for an appeal. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Whoever becomes the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom will do so without the blessing of the person they would replace. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is refusing to endorse anybody running to replace him. He said he won't want to damage anybody's chances by voicing his support for them. Johnson last week agreed to step down following a series of controversies, including parties during COVID lockdowns. A number of top government officials also resigned, which eventually led to Johnson's decision to step down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden celebrated the new gun control measure at the White House on Monday. USA Radio's Lance Pryor reports that it comes after a spate of recent mass shootings.
Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You can find us online anytime, anywhere at usaradio.com. Be sure to find us wherever you get your podcasts as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.